Amen. 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. Several years ago, God opened up a portion of Scripture to me that I had not seen this way before. And I like it when God does that. Amen. Amen. Brother Frazier, I've learned a lot of things from reading different authors and things like that, and that's good. I've learned a lot of things from sitting under teachers and preachers. But man, I just like it. Amen. I like it, Brother Eastman, when the verses off the book jump out and the Holy Ghost speaks to my heart and shows me something that I didn't read from somebody else. Amen. I like it that way. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 19, 1 Kings chapter 19, amen. It's already been said, thank God for the structure of this building. But friend, I tell you, if there's not people, if there's not people, if there's not ministers, amen, hallelujah. I believe it was Jesus that said that the builder of the house is worthy of more glory than the house. Amen. Thank God for people and people who work for the Lord. Amen. Amen. People on the outside are not going to say, oh, amen, let's go into that sanctuary. It's beautiful. It's been remodeled. Amen. No, it's going to be the people of God that, amen, that reach out to them. Amen. Jesus said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. When was the last time you prayed this prayer? Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers. When was the last time you really got before the Lord, amen, and said, God, we need laborers. Yeah. We need laborers. I want to talk to you about that tonight. 1 Kings chapter 19, reading verses 19 through 21. The Bible says, so he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him, and he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me come, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. Amen. I'm going to do my best tonight. What we have before us here today, and I'll try to be quick about this. What we have before us here today is the call of the prophet Elisha. The call of the prophet Elisha. Amen. It's a call to serve the Lord in ministry. Amen. One of the greatest privileges is to serve the Lord and have the responsibilities of some type of ministry put on your shoulders. Many people look at that as a burden. Oh, you want me to teach a Sunday school class? Well, God bless your little pea-picking heart if that's your attitude. Probably not.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Oh, no, the Lord called me to preach. I don't want to do that. Amen, friend. Amen. It's an honor to serve the Lord in ministerial capacity. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, Paul said these words, and I thank Jesus Christ our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry.
Yeah.
Amen. No, I'm not even near to pastoring for 58 years. Amen. But I thank God, amen, that somewhere along the line, he counted me worthy and faithful, Brother Kyle, and put me into the ministry. Amen. Elijah in our text is looking for a God-ordained successor to his prophetic ministry in Israel. My God. Amen. No offense, brothers, please, you brothers, don't, you know, you've known me for a lot of years. Amen. Amen. I was looking around at these men up on this platform tonight. Don't be offended. They're getting some years under the belt. But come on, Brother David. I'm not being mean. Is there going to be somebody to pass the baton to? Are you hearing me? Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here. I'm talking to some people. Is there going to be somebody to pass a baton to? Because those men are aging, amen. And their days of standing behind a pulpit full time and doing the work of the ministry, amen, they'll eventually, if the Lord tarries, come to an end. I'm not being mean by saying that. It's a simple fact, amen. And so Elijah is looking for a God-ordained successor, amen, to his ministry in Israel. And God leads him to Elisha. Amen. Oh, please, would you follow me here tonight? Amen. Would you lend me your ear, my fellow countrymen? Because if you don't listen, you're going to miss what I'm saying here tonight. Amen. Elisha is in the field working. Amen. God is looking for people who are not afraid to put their shoulder to the wheel and do what needs to be done. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. No slothful servants here. Amen. My wife and I years ago were in a certain business establishment, and they had a little sign up that said, if you are like a wheelbarrow going only as far as you are pushed, you need not apply here. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'll tell you, that applies to the kingdom of God. Yeah. Amen. I'll tell you. Amen. Yeah, God used Jonah, but he had to shove him the whole way. Yeah. And he still grumbled. Amen. Yeah. Let me get on here. Amen. Elisha is the 12th in a row of plowmen plowing in a field with oxen. Amen. This must have been a large farm and a large operation to have this many men plowing in the field. Amen. This isn't some little rinky-dink operation, not some little backwoods farm. Amen. Amen. And of course, you know the story. I read it to you there. Elijah walks by. Amen. And as he's walking by Elisha, they're plowing with that 12th yoke of oxen. Amen. What does he do? Amen. He takes his prophetic mantle, and he throws it upon him. Amen. Brother Fraser, he casts it upon Elisha. Amen. There at that moment in time. Amen. Elisha understood. I really believe that Elisha understood what was going on here. Amen. In this situation. Amen. And I like what the Bible says. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that he runs after Elijah. And the mantle gets thrown. Amen. And what's he do? Amen. The man of God keeps on walking. And Elisha, amen. Amen. He runs after him. Amen. Friend, I've known too many people, when God begins to deal with them about ministry, they run the other way. Yeah. Oh, come on now. Not me. God, you got the wrong person, God. Amen. Surely not me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. My daughter and her husband are, amen, getting ready to go on the mission field down to Panama. And they're going to have to go to language school down in South Texas here, probably starting in August. But of course, they've been pastoring a church. And they're getting ready to leave that church here in the next couple of months. And, you know, they've been praying that God would send them a pastor for the church. They don't want to see it set, amen, without a pastor. And somebody that they were acquainted with, amen, they called them and they said, hey, you know, would you be interested in coming over and trying out? Amen. And my daughter was divulging to me some of the circumstances. Amen. This family said, they said, you know what? We have sensed for the last year that God was getting ready to move us into a certain ministry. Now you listen to me, because a lot of people wouldn't do this. They sold their nice house they were living in and moved into a small trailer for temporary living. Amen. The business that they were working in, they have been weeding them their way out of it and changing. Amen. Oh, come on now. I'm talking to us tonight. I wonder how many of us, amen, if the Spirit of God really began to deal with us about full-time ministry, I wonder how many of us would run after God, or if we'd run the other way and say, no, Lord, I like my big house I'm living in. I like my good paying job. I like this and I like that. God, you surely got the wrong man. Talk to somebody else. Amen. But he runs after Elijah. Amen. Of course, Elijah permits him to go home and kiss his father and mother. Amen. Elijah doesn't see it as a threat. Amen. And he says these words. He says, what have I done to thee? He's saying to Elisha, you know. Yeah. You know perfectly. Yeah. Amen. When I cast the mantle on you, you know what I was doing. Amen. You understand it perfectly. Amen. And so, amen, Elisha goes, amen, and kisses his mother and father goodbye. Amen. And then, amen, the Bible tells us here, amen, that he takes and he slays the yoke of oxen that he's plowing with, amen, and then uses the farm implements for wood, and he cooks the oxen and feeds the people, amen. There was no going back for this man. Come on now. You talk about burning bridges. Amen. There was no going back. Amen. For Elisha. Oh, I wish we'd had some people today that were really sold out for God like that. Amen. Some people who would say, Lord, amen, as the chorus says, if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. And here I am, and I'm available, God. And if it takes me, amen, slaying the oxen, amen, and cooking them, amen, to symbolize to you that I'm not going back, Lord, I'll do it. Amen. But what I want you to follow me here a little bit tonight, and I'm going somewhere with this. Amen. I believe by what Elisha does by slaying these oxen, cooking them, and feeding all those people, I believe that Elisha is no ordinary servant in this house. Follow me here. Follow me a little bit. There is no way if he had just been a hired servant, he could have killed those oxen, cooked them, burned the farm implements. He'd have never got away with it. I want to suggest to you tonight, and I believe I'm accurate, amen, that Elisha is the farmer's son. Follow me here tonight. I believe that Elisha is the farmer's son. Amen. I believe that he was the one that was more than likely destined to inherit the whole operation, Brother Kyle. I believe he was the one that it would have been passed, Brother Frazier, to him when mom and dad got too old or, amen, or passed on, whichever be the case. But what does he do? He walks away from it all. Amen. Oh, you listen to me here tonight. I got a burden for somebody, amen, that needs to start doing more for the Lord. You've been making your excuses. Your job's got you tied down. This has got you tied down. Amen. The cares of this life have got you hindered. Amen. But somewhere along the line, the Holy Ghost is going to walk by, amen, and he's going to cast a mantle on you, amen, and he's going to say, you know what I've done unto you? You know what I've done unto you? Oh, God, help us tonight. I feel a burden for somebody in the house tonight. Amen. God's looking for men and women that will rise up and do the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. You can't do any more to dedicate this house than to have somebody receive a call from God tonight. Say, here am I, Lord. Send her. Send him. Lord, I'll give more money in the missions offering, Lord. And God's saying, I don't want you to give more money in the mission. Oh, he does. Amen, Brother Eastman. Don't get mad at me there. He does. But he's tugging at the heart saying, I want you. I really, amen. Come on. Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm trying not to run rabbit trails tonight. Let me get on down through here. Amen. And so, amen, Elisha follows the call of God and the man of God. Amen. I want to stress to you, friend, he didn't know every detail when he said yes. How many of you ministers can look at me and honestly say that if God would have told me every detail of everything I would have dealt with, I might have second-guessed it? Oh, come on now. Hey, man, they're not being honest. They're keeping their hands down. Come on now. If I'd known every detail, everything I'd have plowed into, amen, every person I'd have made mad or whatever, amen, I might have hesitated, amen, a little bit more. Amen. And so the Bible tells us that Elisha becomes Elijah's minister. That doesn't mean he preached to him on Sunday morning. No, sirree. I'll tell you what it means. Amen. Elijah said, Elisha, we need some water. Okay, yes, sir. Going to get it. Amen. Elisha, the food needs cooked. Yes, sir. I'm getting it. Elisha, the donkey need unloaded, and he unloads them, and he says, oh, I changed my mind, amen, we got to move on, load them back up, yes sir, amen. Elisha, fix a fire, yes sir, I'll do it. Elisha, wash my feet, They did it back in those days. Come on now. Yes, sir. Amen. Elisha, I've got a pretty nasty message for the king. I'd like you to carry it to him. Yes, sir. Amen. Come on. Elisha, feed and water the animals. Elisha, set up camp. Can I be a little gross? Elisha, empty the chamber pot. Come on now. He ministered unto Elijah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Amen. And that lasted for several years. Amen. But I'd like to fast forward a little bit here today, if I could. I'd like to fast forward over to 2 Kings chapter 5. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit here today about another prophet and a servant that we read about in the Scripture. There in 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 20, the Bible says, "But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, 'Behold, my master has spared Naaman the Syrian in not receiving at his hands that which he brought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him.'" You know this story? You familiar with this story? You should be. Amen. "And so Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, 'Is this all well?' And he said, 'All is well. My master has sent me.'" You little lying critter, you. You little liar. Amen. That's what he's doing. He's lying. Amen. "My master has sent me, saying, 'Behold, even now there come to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophet. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garment.' And Naaman said, 'Be content. Take two talents.' And he urged him and bound two talents of silver in a bag with two changes of garments and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bare them before him. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed." Now pay attention here. What happens? All right, this is another prophet with another servant. "And he went in and stood before his master. And Elisha said unto him, 'Whence comest thou, Gehazi?' And he said, 'Thy servant went no whither.'" Amen. My God. You don't tell the man of God that. Amen. "And he said unto him, 'Went not mine heart with thee when the man turned again from his chariot to meet me?'" I want you to pay. Would you please give me your attention right here to what Elisha says to Gehazi. God, I felt like God opened this up to me. I'd never seen it before. Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? Amen. Amen. I'll tell you, friend, I really believe that Elisha was grooming Gehazi to take his place like Elijah had groomed Elisha. Amen. I believe it for the prophetic office. But what does Gehazi do? Gehazi chooses temporary pleasure. Oh, somebody needs to listen to me tonight, because somebody, God, maybe it's a young person here tonight, God's been tugging at your heart to do something for him. Amen. Gehazi chooses temporary pleasure and temporary satisfaction over the call of God and over the anointing. Amen. Amen. In Elisha's stern rebuke of Gehazi, he says these words: "Is it a time to receive money and garments?" And I would dare say that right at that point, how many of you ever been around a man of God that you felt like was looking right into your soul? Brother Kyle, you're like, you're searching your heart going, "Dear God, have I done anything?" Because he knows it. Oh, I've been around a few of them in my time like that. Thank God for them. Amen. Amen. And so, Brother Eastman, I think right here at the beginning, amen, Elisha's looking Gehazi in the eyes and saying, "Is it time, Gehazi," I'm putting that in there, "to get silver and gold?" But I think right there, his gaze, Brother Frazier, drifts from the eyes of Gehazi, maybe out through the window of his dwelling, back through the years. Hear me here. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I want God to help somebody here today. Amen. His gaze goes out through the window, Brother Frazier. And no longer is he looking into the eyes of Gehazi. as he finishes this, and he says, is it a time to receive money and garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? Wait, hold on a minute here, Elisha. Amen. All Gehazi asked of Naaman was a little bit of silver and some garments. Amen. What in the world are you talking about, Elisha? Amen. Where are you coming up with all this vineyards and olive yards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? Amen. Gehazi didn't ask for any of that. Where in the world are you getting all that at? I'll tell you where he got it at. I'll tell you what the Holy Ghost opened up to my heart. He was looking back on everything that he had walked away from on the farm. Are you listening to me here? Oh, Holy Ghost, would you help us in this sanctuary tonight? Amen. Gehazi had asked for a little bit of silver. He had asked for a few garments. Amen. And Elisha says, is it time? And then he starts thinking back. I told you, I really think he was the son, Brother Eastman, who was to inherit the farm. And I feel the Holy Ghost. I wish he'd help somebody here tonight. Amen. And I feel like he's saying, is it time to get olive yards, vineyards, men servants, maid servants, sheep and oxen? What's he doing? Friend, he's remembering all the things that he willingly walked away from. Are you listening to me here tonight? I feel the Spirit of God's talking to somebody's heart. You've got a call on your life to ministry. You've got a call on your life to serve. Oh, but you listen to me. Amen. The things that got you so distracted in this world that you say, no, God, you're talking to somebody else. I can't walk away from my good job. I can't walk away from that nice house. And I'm not saying necessarily you have to give up all that. Please understand me here tonight. Amen. Come on now. But there have been a lot of people who have been called to ministry that had to look at that high-paying job and say, nope, you're eating up too much of my time. I got to walk away. Come on now. Amen. Listen to me. There's no crime in downsizing. Amen. On, Brother Hawk, you're so un-American. Yeah, well, praise God. Amen. There's no crime in stepping backwards, taking a step backwards sometimes, if it is for the purpose of God. And Gehazi said, Elisha says, is it time? Is it time, Gehazi, to get silver and garments? Is it time, amen, to get olive yards and vineyards and oxen and sheep and men servants and maid servants? He's looking back upon what he walked away from to listen to the call of God. Hallelujah. And to follow God. Amen. But let's jump back here. I'm not going to be much longer. Let's jump back to 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. If you're familiar with this, amen, the Bible tells us, amen, that there comes a day that Elijah looks at Elisha and he says, the Lord has called me down to Jordan. Why don't you stay here at Gilgal? And Elisha says, no, sir. I've been with you this long. I've been with you this long. Amen. I've followed God this long. Amen. As long as you're alive, I'm no way you're not leaving me. And they go on down to Bethel and he says, oh, come on there. Elisha, stay here. No, sir. No, I'm not doing it. Amen. I'm not staying. And they get down to Jericho. Amen. And he tells them basically the same thing. Stay here. No, sir, Elijah. I will not stay here. Amen. And of course, you know the story. Amen. They cross over the Jordan River as a miracle happens. Amen. And there in that chapter, amen, Elijah looks at Elisha and he says, what shall I do for thee? What do you want, son? Oh, come on. By this time now, it was like a father-son relationship. Amen. What do you want? What do you want me to do for you, Elisha? And look what he says. He says, I want a double portion of thy spirit. Don't fall out with me here tonight. He was not asking for twice as much. No. Somebody says, oh, but read your Bible, Brother Hawk. Elisha did twice as many miracles. Friend, if you think the Bible records everything those two men did, you're quite deceived. I say they did a lot more than we read about. Amen. 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 No, sir. Amen. Elisha is not being proud and presumptuous and saying, I want twice as much as you have had. Friend, he is asking for the inheritance of the firstborn son. Oh, follow me here. Amen. He's saying, Elijah, when you threw that mantle on me all those years ago, I walked away from an inheritance, houses, lands, olive yards, vineyards, oxen, men. Are you getting it? Are you seeing it like I saw it? Amen. He's saying, Elijah, I walked away from what I would have inherited on the home farm, and you know what I want as an inheritance? Oh, Holy Ghost, I want a double portion. That's what I want. Elijah, I listen to the call. I listen to your words. I listen to the tugging of the Spirit of God. Amen. As he called me into the prophetic ministry, and I left it all for that. And all that I'm asking of you, Elijah, is that I could have the inheritance of the firstborn son. I want a double portion of your Spirit to rest upon me. Why? For personal glory. Why? So I can have a mega church. Come on now. Why? So I can have multiple millions of dollars to my name in the bank and buy, drive big fancy jets around the world? No. Because I want to be God's man. And I'll come tell you, Israel was backslidden. If you think Israel wasn't backslidden, they were in a horrible, horrible condition, much like the condition of our nation today. But Elisha says, here's what I want as my inheritance. I want a double portion of the Spirit of God. Anybody interested tonight? And say, oh God, I want a double portion. Lord, and Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. God, whatever. If you tug on my heartstring, amen, to preach, I'll preach. If you tug on my heartstring to pastor, I'll pastor. If you tug on my heartstring to pack my bags and go to a foreign field and do missions work, I'll do it. Lord, if you tug on my heartstring, amen, to start a bus route and a Sunday school class, I'll do it. Come on now. Lord, if you tug on my heartstring, amen, to grab my guitar, amen, and go to the nursing home and start singing to some people that are that near to eternity, amen, God, I'll do it. Come on now. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Is it time? Is it time to get... Come on now. Yeah. It's already been said in this service tonight. I believe Brother David Eastman said, we're living in the last ticking moments of this age. Figure it out, friend. If nothing else, look what's going on in the Middle East. We are living in the last ticking moments, Brother Kyle, of the age of grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe we're living on the very brink of the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah, friend. Is it time? Let me ask you, is it time to get silver and garments? Oh, listen to me. Amen. Men's servants, maid servants. Oh, but Brother Hawk, I like all that stuff. I want all that stuff. We would never read about a man named Elisha if he had said, nope, I ain't walking away from all that. I'm not walking away from all I've got to become a poor prophet. Oh, I hope I'm getting through to somebody here tonight. I hope the Holy Ghost is. It's time, friend, to heed the call, and give me a moment and I'll be done. Elisha says to Gehazi, I didn't read it there in the text, But Elisha says to Gehazi, the leprosy of Naaman shall cleave unto thee. Listen to Brother Hawk. Gehazi got what he wanted. He wanted the silver. He wanted the garments. He got it. But he also got the leprosy. I want somebody to heed what I'm going to say to you right now. If you reject the call of God on your life and what the Spirit of God... I feel the witness in my spirit right now, Brother Frazier, that God's tugging at somebody's heart. You need to be doing more for the kingdom of God. You need to heed the call that the Spirit of God is dealing with you right now. I feel it. I wouldn't just say that, amen, just to entertain. I feel somebody, the Holy Ghost is tugging at your heartstrings tonight, saying God has a plan for your life that you need to be fulfilling. But you listen to Brother Hawk tonight. If you reject the call, you may or you may not get the things that you want. But if you do get them, they will cleave unto you like the leprosy of Naaman, and you eventually will have no pleasure in them. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. I want us to stand to our feet. I'm not playing games here tonight. Amen. I was going to start tonight with a little silly joke to try to ease my way in. And I felt like the Lord said, no, it's not appropriate. And I backed away. I'm not playing games here tonight. I feel like the Holy Ghost is saying, hey, I've got a plan for your life. Hey, I know my thoughts towards you. Hey, I want you to serve me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Maybe you're a young person. Maybe you're an older person. Maybe you're middle age. Maybe you're neck deep into a career. Oh, come on now. And God's saying, is it time to get olive yards? Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. I hope you do too. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. He's dealing. He's tugging at somebody here tonight. I don't know who you are, but I feel the Holy Ghost pulling and pulling at your heart here tonight, saying, I've got a work for you to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, if I could tonight, I'd come back and I'd throw the mantle on you. If I knew who you were, I'd come back and throw the mantle on you tonight and say, it's time. It's time. I wonder, while every head is bowed and every eye closed, please, nobody looking around tonight. Amen. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Hallelujah. 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 Are you here tonight and say, Brother Hawk, you've been talking to me. I know the Lord has a call on my life to be doing something in the ministry, something more for Him. I know I've not preached in vain. And if you don't lift your hand, I'm still convinced you're here tonight. I appreciate that hand that was raised. Might there be somebody else to say, Brother Hawk, you've been talking to me. I know I need to be doing more. I appreciate these young people that are acknowledging it tonight. Hallelujah. I wanted you just to acknowledge it. Let's come find a place to pray. Oh, I know we've got fellowship afterwards, but I want you to pray. I want you to heed the call of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Some of you pastors, get around some of these younger people and lay your hands on them and say, Lord of the harvest, would you raise up and would you send forth laborers? Hallelujah. Let's find a place to pray tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, do you hear the voice of the Lord of the harvest? Hallelujah. Why stand ye idle all the day long?
Why stand ye idle all the day long? Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is a work to be done. Hallelujah. If you felt the Lord tugging your heartstrings tonight, why don't you come find a place to pray? Hallelujah. Let's call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I just don't feel like I can let it go tonight. You know the Lord's got a work for you. You know the Lord's got a work for you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.